here.
Mr. President?
Yes, Jim.
How you feel?
Pretty good, Jim. Glad to hear you.
I want to make a suggestion to you.
All right.
Now, you've got tremendous cotton stocks. Why don't you get a man that is outstanding in the cotton business to handle those stocks where the government can get the most out of them? President Roosevelt did that, and he appointed Oscar Johnson. Everybody in the industry had confidence in him, man of unimpeachable integrity, and he went up there. I think he was a dollar a year man, I'm not certain. But those boys in agriculture are good fellas, but then I don't think they're big enough or practical enough to handle it and dispose of it.
I'll
have nobody to recommend. I'm not trying to get anybody a job, but
I'll look into it, Jim. I'll talk to him about it.
I know what the business thing to do is.
I'll look into it. Appreciate your call, man.
Did I talk to Buford Ellington about it?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'd love for you to.
Would he be the man to talk to?
He'd be good.
Huh?
He'd be good.
Well.
And he'll understand it and tell him to talk to Bill Moyer. He and Bill Moyer get together. They were kind of working on agriculture. And then I'll sit down with them and the secretary.
All right. Now the man I'm talking about is just to get a big man that everybody's got confidence in.
All right. I'll do it, Jim.
Well, thank you.
Bye.